There are calls for New South Wales Police to urgently review a secretive policy that targets children with house calls and public searches. The Suspect Target Management Plan, or STOMP as it's known, is a program that aims to prevent crime by preemptively targeting people thought to be at risk of offending. Sample data from 10 local area commands published in a recent report show almost half of the people on the plan were Indigenous and children as young as 10 were being targeted. The Aboriginal Legal Service and the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties are calling for the program to be partially suspended until a review can take place. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Keisha Hopgood from the Aboriginal Legal Service has had plenty of clients on the police program known as the STOMP. She describes it as highly secretive.
A while ago, that used to specifically say, often in the material you'd receive from the police, that a young person in particular would be on a STMP. That's stopped. Certainly in my experience, they've stopped including that information.
After years of representing people on the STOMP, Keisha Hopgood is still not clear on the rules for getting on or off it.
It's extremely secretive, not only as to whether they're on it, and sometimes police even being unwilling to confirm whether they are or they are not, but as to how they got on it, when they got on it, why they're on it, and any way we could have them taken off it. Now, you've got to remember that these include kids and young adults that have been some with criminal histories and some, in my direct experience, that have had no criminal matters ever before the court. Now, that's not to say police don't have their own intelligence, but certainly I've looked at all the information that we've had access to and been at a loss to understand how they could be have been assessed in the way that they have been and placed on this program.
Relatively little is known about the Suspect Target Management Plan. It's been in place for around 17 years, but a report released last month by the Public Interest Advocacy Centre and the University of New South Wales revealed details of the policy for the first time. According to researchers, people on the STOMP are likely to receive frequent house calls from police and to be stopped and searched on the street, sometimes multiple times a day. Researchers were able to obtain sample data from 10 local area commands. Around 45% of people listed there were Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. Young people were also overrepresented, with children as young as 10 included in the program. Stephen Blanks is the president of the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties. He says there's no publicly available evidence the program works to prevent crime.
The police have structured it in a way that there are no statistics recorded, no information provided, no oversight, just no accountability at all. The community has no way of knowing whether it's doing more harm than good.
He's calling for an urgent review of the program.
It's disappointing that the police haven't reacted to the release of this report so far. There is an opportunity for the police to start a new chapter of community engagement and respond to this report by saying that they will allow some accountability and oversight and assessment of this program to see whether it is achieving its objectives. If the police don't do that themselves, then the government should step in and make it happen.
Stephen Blanks is especially concerned by the overrepresentation of children and Indigenous people.
In the interim, some of the more obviously abusive elements of this program, the way that it's aimed at children, for example, should be suspended until there is proper accountability and assessment.
To your knowledge, is that something that the minister has the power to do?
The minister has the power to direct the police in relation to implementation of programs of this kind. So if the police don't reform themselves, then the minister should be stepping in.
Keisha Hopgood, Assistant Principal Solicitor at the Aboriginal Legal Service, is also eager for the policy to be put on hold, at least in part, until a full review can take place.
45% is completely unacceptably high. The program needs to be reviewed. It needs to be transparent. It's disgraceful that at the moment there is a complete lack of access of information, that no data can be examined to see if it's achieving the aims that the police are saying it does in terms of crime prevention and not doing the opposite, as I suspect. But most certainly an urgent review.
A statement from the New South Wales Police describes the policy as a framework which targets recidivist criminal offenders, regardless of age, to prevent them from committing crimes. It says a thorough risk management framework is used to ensure police target the right people and that senior police review the STOMP process in every case. PM contacted the New South Wales Police Minister, Troy Grant, for a response, But a spokeswoman said the use of STMPs is an operational matter for the New South Wales Police Force.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre reporting.